guys. Welcome to the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to a brand new episode.
Lucy.
All right, guys. The reason why we're laughing is because normally we pod in the evening. But because of schedule and studio time, we've had no choice but to record in the morning.
In the AM.
AM.
This is weird.
On one of Eugene's day off. So guys, please send all your support and shout out to Eugene for pushing
no, allow it.
You know, because he's really not a morning guy.
It's not just me though, Lucy. Like, it's a big effort on both our parts. So shouts out to you too.
Thank you.
But yeah, guys, I'm not a morning person, as you can see. Like, my eyes, I'm still asleep. Like, but it's
the conversation today is gonna wake you up. To be fair, this is
and I got public transport. Like,
but do you know? Apparently, actually, my guy was saying how if you drove, you probably would have gotten a ticket. Actually, because remember,
yeah,
you had to pay for parking.
I've saved a lot of money.
Saved a lot of money and stuff. But to be fair, it's not as different. Do you know how hard it is to pod after a full day of work and unnecessary meetings?
I know.
So
you're doing it the other way around.
The other way around today.
But how are you in general, though?
I'm good. I feel like we haven't podded in such
a
while.
When
I checked, it's like, it's been a month.
Yeah, so Feb was the last one.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Was it February or March?
March?
It was March, yeah.
It was March.
Early March.
That's mad, though.
It is.
It's a bit far still.
It is.
Listeners, let us know what you think about that.
But yeah, no, of course, there's a lot to cover. So
I mean, it's been an interesting couple months. An interesting month, sorry.
Sunshine double. Mixed results for our players. But there's been some good tennis played, I think.
I mean, before we get to that, like, I would like to ask you, how do you feel about the Sunshine double in general? Not like just black spin.
I like it. Like, I know.
No. I mean, like, this year's Sunshine double.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of talk, especially about Miami, like the venue. the weather wasn't so kind as well. I think there were a few days it rained quite heavily.
I can't remember the last time it was this bad in Miami.
Yeah.
Climate change, man. Boy, we need to recycle it.
Yeah. But I don't know. If I was to say which one was better, probably Indian Wells.
Overall.
Just because the vibe felt more kind
I
of...
Agree.
Yeah, just felt like more of a good vibe in general overall.
I agree.
I think the players were quite frustrated as well. Some players anyway were quite frustrated in Miami.
Yeah.
Like Casper Ruud.
The players, yeah.
Talking about conditions and stuff.
A lot of them were what would think. And even if they did not say, I'm pretty sure there was a lot more.
Yeah, because it is a big difference coming from like
Indian Wells
to Miami. 100%. Like, because Indian Wells is like literally perfect. They call it like tennis paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Miami is like... It's like a temporary kind of setup inside that massive like NFL stadium. But yeah, what about you? What did you make of it this year?
I'm gonna keep it real.
As usual.
I did not feel the Sunshine double, boy.
Really?
The vibe was just normally Sunshine double. Maybe I'm stretching it, but it's like the closest thing to like Grand Slam. Obviously, I mean it is a 1,000. But it's like, it's big, innit? Like, it's big moments, you know, back to back, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I did not feel that energy this year. I feel like this has actually been a very dull Q1.
True, because I was going to say exactly. Now we're actually into
tennis.
Q2. Yeah. So,
like, this hard court season was
really?
Just...
So you didn't enjoy Australia? I really enjoyed Australia.
Australia fucked up my sleep.
As usual, but...
But no. Like, well, I'm not a big fan of Australia anyway.
Okay.
I've always felt some type of way about Australia because it's kind of hard because it's like literally the first... Like, it's Happy New Year, Grand Slam. Do you get what I mean? Like, it is, you know. But
no
besides that, I don't know. Like, it just feels, you know... I mean, there were exciting moments. You know, Sinner, who's been killing it. You know, Alcaraz finding his game. He won Indian Wells, which... I didn't realise how much pressure he put in himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you won fucking Wimbledon.
That was
like,
Wimbledon was his last tournament.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, when you're competitive, like when you're competitor and stuff, like I get it, you know, it gets into your head, but I didn't realize it was that bad. So him getting that win was it, and he played really well. So there was like some nice moments, like, you know, here and there, you know, and more stuff we're going to be talking about. But overall, I was just like, is this really Sunshine Double, bro? Like, what is going on? I don't know. I felt like it was a bit for me.
Fair enough, I guess.
For me. But aside from that, you know, we do have to give a shout out to the recent winners of the Miami Open. So hold on. So Indian Wells was it Iga, innit?
Yeah, Alcaraz and Iga.
Who actually apparently, I don't know if this news is real. Because it was April Fool's not too long ago, so I don't know if it was just cap. But let me not say, because I'm not sure, but I saw a tweet saying that apparently they might be playing mixed doubles together.
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
Is that real? Yeah, shit. Yeah. Okay, that'll be interesting.
I think so.
This is what I'm saying. You're saying April Fool's is 2 days ago, so hey, don't call me on this.
To be fair, it's a bit random. I mean, obviously they're both, Trontek's number one, Alcaraz is number two.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I saw that tweet too.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it was, like you said, around April Fool's.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, tennis Twitter can do a lot of jokes as well with their tweets.
Interesting.
And then it was, I was really happy about this win. Danielle Collins at the Miami Open.
Yeah.
Obviously, she said that she was going to retire this year.
Yeah. Maybe. And she's a Florida resident as well. I think she's she lives in Florida.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. So yeah, shout out to, tennis Twitter called her Danielle, because she's always like, but she played incredibly well, though. I watched a couple of her matches. I was actually impressed. And obviously, Sinner, who's been in a crazy run.
He's serious.
Yeah, he's serious.
Yannick, he is, yeah.
He got Djokovic scared out of him. This guy said, you know what, I'm not even playing Miami Open. I'm going straight to clay. I'm getting sick and tired of you kids out here beating me.
Did you see Serena? She was also about.
Yeah, she was so about, yeah, was, I was really surprised.
Yeah.
I was really, really, really surprised.
Watching like Grigor Dimitrov.
Yeah, she was watching Dimitrov and stuff. Yeah,
some
yeah,
nice
yeah.
moments as well. Like, I think on the ATP social, I think it's Tennis TV,
because
Obviously she was like backstage and like, yeah, she was like interacting with like Yannick Sinner and stuff.
Yeah, she
and,
was. Like, I think she told Yannick Sinner like he had like a great like forehand.
Yeah,
shot,
yeah,
had,
yeah.
Like, forehand
and he's
stuff.
Like, I can't stop it. I was yeah. like, bro, don't say that.
The greatest of all time is telling me my forehand is sick. If I was Sinner, I would tattoo on my forehand. Like, what? You're saying my forehand is the best? Yeah. You people can't chat to me.
But it was nice seeing. Obviously, Venus played as well. So she was actually watching Venus.
She did.
First round. Venus did lose, unfortunately. But
yeah. But I'm glad that like, she stayed.
It's just always good to see her in and around. Like,
I think
events.
She's going to be more active this year. I think last year, because she was pregnant and all.
Yeah, of course.
Second mom again. But I think this year, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of stuff. She dropped a collection with Nike. She's rebranded her jewelry brand, which I feel is no longer active. I think she's going into makeup or beauty brand.
Interesting.
I think so. And if she is, I'm going to need that concealer. You know. So, you know, if anyone from Serena's team that's watching this, you know, feel free to send a little PR packaging.
I mean,
my makeup here, you know, cute, you know, so get to it. Shout out to Colin, shout out to Sinner. But aside from that, like in terms of black spin in general, how do you feel about?
Yeah, I think we can get into it later on, but I'll say it later on.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just going to stick with Sunshine Double then? Or should
we just talk about Sunshine Double?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't great, was it? In terms of like players making runs. What Coco, did she make the.
Coco made a semi-finals at
Indian Wells. Lost to Sakkari.
She reached the finals. Obviously, she did lose, though. And then Miami, I think she lost that third round.
Or round of 16 to
Garcia. Listen, I tweeted this in our account. Garcia saw you lot tweet, she's going to lose the next round. And she was like, you know what? I'm getting sick and tired of you guys. Because she played really... I was just like, wait. Because I really thought she was going to lose the next round. I just did not say it.
Yeah.
You know, because professional in that. But
or tempting fate.
She 100% saw them tweets where she was like, I'm getting tired of you guys telling me that I'm going to lose after. I mean, it does happen respectfully. But yeah, she played well. It was a good match. Mm. It was a good match.
No, it was.
But yeah, obviously, I want to talk more about Coco like later on. But I don't know. Like, it was interesting. It was tough.
Mm.
I feel like it was tough. We had a couple of tough draws as well.
As usual, though.
As usual. Yeah. Oh, we had our players playing. Like Indian Wells, for instance, the like qualifying was literally like back-to-back black players.
It was nuts.
To like the round one, round two. And do you get what I mean?
I think Claire V and Townsend, they met at Indian Wells.
Yeah, yeah.
In qualifying.
Baptiste and someone else. Like, there was quite a few.
Baptiste and Keys and played, Keys. I think, first round.
Yeah.
Main draw. Or uh-huh. No, second round main draw. Because Keys had a bye.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
So, yeah, I think Monfils, he actually had a nice run.
Monfils had a really nice run, yeah.
Monfils
had a
really nice eventually run. To Casper Ruud.
I think it was a top player anyways.
And I want to say that was in three sets as well. But obviously, Ruud is, like you said, exactly a top player.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just nice seeing, like...
Who's back with Patrick, which is so funny.
Who's that?
Ruud. Oh, no. Do you know what I realised?
You always do that. Do you always this. Get Ruud and Ruud mixed up. I was like, huh?
Oh, God. Their names are literally just, like, kind of the same.
Well, I mean, ish. Both Scandinavian. No? Okay, like, cool. Yeah.
Actually, he lost at... Indian Wells, he lost to Ruud, and then Miami Open, he lost to Alcaraz.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to stay up for that match, but it was way too late.
I think he would have been a bit disappointed as well how that turned out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he did actually injure. Well, I think he rolled his ankle.
Ooh.
Early on in that Alcaraz match,
mm-hmm.
So he wasn't really playing his best after that.
Okay, cool.
And obviously Alcaraz is Alcaraz.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But it was nice, like they did have some incredible rallies. Like obviously two amazing athletes. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the kind of points that were being played. And it looked like a good time. They were both obviously having a good time as well.
Mm.
Which I think everyone kind of does, like when they play Alcaraz, even if they're getting their ass kicked. But yeah, like we said it or we posted about it while Monfils was making the run, like it's just so good to see him playing at this level, man. Like,
I'm really glad that we highlighted him. Like,
it felt like really perfect timing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was because it was really like, it's just nice seeing him. Like I said before, I just feel like he's just enjoying his last like couple like moments. And yeah, man, it's just, I hope he just keeps on going. As long as he's healthy and he's happy, why not?
I
forgot his name. Pardon me. He's an Indian player, doubles. That guy's like 40-something or late
30s. Yeah,
I think this guy's killing it. So if he can do it, why Monfils can't do it?
100%.
Like, you know, let's keep on winning this. Keep going.
Shelton as well. He's had some good results, I think. It's worth... Well, he definitely deserves a shout-out.
And he's been playing doubles as well.
Yeah.
He's been playing a lot of doubles.
Chris Eubanks.
He changes around.
Yeah.
But he does with Eubanks a little bit more,
Eubanks, I think he played with Eubanks in Miami. I'm not sure who he played with in Indian
Wells. Yeah, he did
with
Eubanks in Miami. Indian Wells, he did, let's see, Eubanks as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
And I want to say he's in Houston this week. He's also playing doubles
with
his like former college teammate, which is pretty cool.
He lost to Sinner. At Indian Wells. Yeah.
What round?
I think it was like round 16.
Okay.
And then Miami Open. Oh, this one hurt me, Musetti, because this is another time.
It was a good match.
I think they played against each other at Queens, which I watched. We were there. We were together, I think.
Was it Queens they played each
Queens
other?
Queens last year.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, obviously it was Ben's first grass tournament, I believe, at that time. So I thought like, oh yeah, revenge type of thing. But next time we're gonna get you.
But Ben's playing well, man. Like again, he's maintaining that top 20 ranking as well, which is not easy.
Mm-hmm. And one player who actually got their revenge was actually Arturo Fils with Fokina.
Shouts out, Arturo.
Yeah, boy, with Fokina, he got that. I think that was at Indian Wells, was it? Yeah, it was straight sets as well because that was.
They seem
Wimbledon.
To always play each other as well.
They do.
It was like a third or fourth meeting,
and it's always like at an important tournament.
Yeah.
Because he Foquino knocked him out at Wimbledon first round. Although it was annoying because his match was delayed like two, three days yeah, because of the rain and stuff. Listen. I'm trying, journalists out here, you know. I'm trying, man. No degree, but I get it. But yeah, but shout out to all the players, man. Shout out to all, you know, the black players. It's been a tough, there was one day. Ooh, it was tough, man. Like we were having a bad day.
Back to back defeats.
Bro, yeah. I said goodnight. I'm going to bed. I'm gonna wake up.
Also though, it's worth mentioning Naomi Osaka. Like, man.
Oh yeah, 100%. Oh yes. She played her best match again.
Elina Svitolina.
I think it was at the second round at Miami Open.
Yes. I'm not sure what round it was, but yeah. The match against Svitolina was amazing.
It was really... I think she even said it on her Instagram that it was her best match. And also, you know, without really, you know... I mean, I just want to say she did... We posted a picture
of the match. What an image,
though. And then she did the dump and I was like...
What an image.
I recognise that what an image. Picture.
With the black and white filter
black
too.
And white, you know,
damn.
You know, she's Naomi Osaka. She wants to get the colour one, she will get it. But she was like, hey, Blesspin Global's one that's black and white. That's not too bad. Let me add that to my dump. You know
she appreciates
I mean?
The vision.
So, yeah,
I love
she
it.
She appreciates it. Shout out to Osaka. Shout out to her for killing it. Mm. She is actually... All you people that have been shouting, Osaka, please play 250. She's doing so for a clay tournament. I can't remember the name of it.
Because I know she's playing Stuttgart. And I want to say Stuttgart's a 500.
No, but she does another one. Oh, really? It's a 250 one. Yeah. She's coming. Nice. She's coming for clay. She's already said that she's already, what? I think in terms of grass as well, she's prepared. There's two tournaments so far.
Yeah.
Eastbourne.
Playing Eastbourne, which is a 500.
I think somewhere in Germany again.
Probably Bad Homburg.
I think so. All I know is that she's playing, she's already secured for grass and she's prepping for clay. I'm looking more forward to her for grass than clay.
Interesting.
I feel like Osaka has a better game on grass than clay.
For clay.
That was actually, grass. Funny enough, Wimbledon 2018 was when I got my eye on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I was watching that match. I was like, this girl's gonna...
Do you remember who she was playing?
I can't remember. All I remember is watching her and I was like, she is really good. Fair She's play. Gonna be top 10. Yeah. Little did I know she was gonna win a whole Grand Slam that same bloody year.
And that you'll so be crazy. On a podcast like talking about
it. That's what I'm saying. Look at the circle of life, you know. So stop it, yeah. Don't worry. I've been on you before even that first Grand Slam. Number one fan out here. Yeah. But enough of, you know, all of that. There is one big news that happened.
What's that?
During Sunshine Double.
Oh, damn.
Sunshine
okay.
Double, it may have been dull, but the news side, it was crazy. Simona Halep.
Damn.
Is officially back as a professional tennis player. Case has been dismissed. I repeat, case has been dismissed. It does not mean what some of you guys think it means. So now, not only a case has been dismissed, but immediately she was able to play tennis and she received a wild card at the Miami Open. On top of all of that, apparently, they are also paying her. Like paying her back
paying
for the fine,
paying
her
legal fees,
her legal fees.
A millionaire who actually tested positive. But anyway, honestly, Lucy, because I don't want to spend too much time on that because you know we keep it positive here. But what I will say, and it's something I did tweet, like yeah, when the news broke about her basically being allowed to like return to the tour immediately, I was like, good for her. Do you get me? Like fair play. But at the same time, like, yeah, I was like, what about Mikel Immer?
You were actually the first like, to tweet.
I mean, yeah, because obviously he's been suspended or I say banned really for like, I think 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his ban is for missing tests, not for testing positive for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of like, yeah, it just didn't sit well.
At all.
Like, And like not to like kind of like I said, I don't want to dwell on like the Halep thing, but yeah, there are a lot of kind of, I say, parallels. Like there are clear or blatant differences in the cases, clearly, but also like just the treatment, like it's not consistent.
Bro.
And like that's where I have an issue, basically.
Is actually so mad, because even if it's a thing where, like, the thing is as well, when you read the key stuff, even if they say something like it's just contamination and stuff, apparently the amount of doses that it isn't.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I feel like if they're going to dismiss the case, at least do it respectfully. First of all, number one, don't pay her bloody legal fees. Number two, you can't let her be able to play as soon as she's back, especially that, shout out to Tennis Twitter, man, because they pulled out some stuff. Sharapova got tested, like, thingy positive. Obviously, hers was a bit mad because, yeah, she was proven, you know, it was done for her. She literally even said herself, well, you know, things like that, they can't just come back and then play in the sport. So what's the difference between you and Sharapova? Because it's not like, if they at least came and said, oh, you know what, you've been found non-guilty, you didn't cheat, blah, 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 then cool. But that's not what actually happened.
Yeah.
That's not what actually happened. All I'm saying is, this sunshine double may have been dull, but the one thing that I learned is that white privilege is so real in this sport. Because that Halep news was one thing, that Rublev thing was a whole nother thing, and there was a whole other stuff that were happening. Like, bruv.
Rublev. Oh, damn. In Dubai.
In Dubai, or wherever the hell it was.
Yeah. Kind of forgot about that, you know.
Listen.
And I like Rublev. But
like him. I like him. The thing is, I understand where he was. We're human.
Mm.
Things happen. What I didn't like is he wanted to act like, well, I'm an athlete. Things get hectic and stuff. And also even the normal people that I was saying, when I mean normal people, I mean that us who are not, you know, athletes and stuff. Like, we just work 9 to 5 or whatever. I was like, all right, you go to work one day, get someone shine all over your face, yeah? And then tell me if you're not going to go to HR and tell them, if you don't fix this, I'm going to sue you guys for six figures.
Yeah.
Let this actually be for real. Like, come on. Listen, I was going to say good luck to Halep, but no. It is what it is, respectfully to me. This is my views and my views only. I hope Patrick keeps on, you know, making sure that he's cool, because one thing that I've now noticed is that they're trying to use him as, like, you know, the main... He's like basically trying to put all the blame on him.
Yeah.
When these times... Listen, if you're an athlete, I don't give a heck who put what in your food and what in your drink. That is your responsibility. Halep has too many resources. She has money. She's not like a 600 rank player with £0 in his
bank. Multi-millionaire Grand Slam winner, yeah.
And she was even married to a millionaire. That shows she has access to all of these things. So it's just an excuse. But I don't like how no accountability has been taken. We're brushing it off like nothing has happened. And now the blame is being shifted to a whole nother person. I'm not saying Patrick is not involved, but completely switching it to him, it's actually so mad. Now we're just supposed to carry on like nothing happened. When stuff like the Imma situation happened, there was even like a player who actually got banned for 4 years for testing positive for cannabis.
For weed. I'm sorry.
What does weed even help you with performance? How? Hello? But anyways, it is what it is, man. We'll see how it goes. I think Halep has made a lot of enemies in the WTA. No. The girls already don't like each other. This is going to make it worse. She has no friends. All her buddies on the ATP. I'm telling you that one for free.
No comment.
We'll see. We will see. I'm telling you, some catty business is going
to
come.
No, I think Wozniacki had, she had some things to say, didn't she?
She did. But someone like Wozniacki is easiest for you to talk.
Why?
Fam, she's a big name. She's a Grand Slam winner. Like, she has bare titles. Like, statesman. Do you get what I mean? I bet she came back to tour for vibes and fun. She had her kids. She can say whatever she wants. I feel like the others might not speak as much, but I feel like in the locker room, everyone's going to kiss their teeth out of Halep, man. Yeah. Be like, are you crazy? You're back like nothing has happened. I'm out here working my ass off. You cheated and you're back and you have a wild card on top of that. Piss off, man. We'll see. I won't be surprised.
Interesting.
If it does happen, just come and at me, guys, and be like, Lucy, you were right, like, most of the time.
One thing I will say on Emma as well, like, it was nice to see him jump on X or Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, just basically post, I think he was just thanking people for, like, supporting him and thinking of him.
I think he replied.
And he did. Yeah, he did reply to us.
To us. Yeah.
Which I liked. But then he, like, disappeared again.
I mean, he went on a full-on rant.
But yeah. I don't want to bring up the rant.
Because if he deleted it, then that means he doesn't think. But he went on a full-on rant. He did expose.
But I'm glad he said all that stuff. Like, got a lot of things off his chest. I'm not
trying to tell him what he should have done, but I wish he left it just there. Sometimes you need to bring chaos, man. Sometimes you need to, because this, I don't actually think people realise how mad this Halep is things. I really, really, really think that people are taking this actually too lightly.
I will say though, Lucy, I do think it has kind of, it's opened the discussion around.
It's opened a discussion, like, but bro, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I generally, like, it just shows to you the state of the sport compared. I feel like if this was back in the days, it would have been actually different. I think more people would have been vocal about it. I'm telling you, Halep had something about these people that are making decisions. She had to. There's no way you're busting case like this. But either way,
Lucy with the conspiracy theories, yeah?
Listen, that's just me. That's just me, innit? But we'll see how it goes. I really hope things actually do change, because this is utter BS, personally.
No, it is crazy.
Shout out to Emma. I hope he's good. I hope he's somehow considering coming back to the sport.
Right, same. It's good. It's a great shout.
Really, really hope so. But let's talk about some highlights anyways.
Some good news.
Some good news. Let's talk about some good stuff. We got a big, big, big news.
A whole African champion.
This is black to the black. This is African. See right here? This is what we're doing right here. Our girl Angela Okutoyi, who won gold for Kenya at the African Games in Accra, Ghana. Shout out to her. Not only she won that, but she even beat a very good player, world number 70, Maya Sheriff of Egypt, in the semi-finals.
Massive win.
That's a big win.
And it was like a four-hour match. It was like an epic.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So she did that. But shout out to Angela. Obviously, we've been following her for a minute. I'm pretty sure like we're one of the first.
As
usual. I'm not trying to stunt, but I am.
But one thing is important to like remember with her as well. Like, she's a student. So she's actually at Auburn. In the States, so she plays college tennis, but yet she's still like able to compete at like this high level. She's literally, she can play at the Olympics provided she breaks the top 400.
So
she's just outside.
June.
Exactly. Yeah. She's just outside at the moment, so she's got like a few weeks to get that ranking up, and hopefully she can do it. But I was thinking, like, if anything, she should just get a wild card. Like, I don't know how.
Do they do wild cards?
I mean, I don't know, but surely.
Hold on, she's going to be playing for
Kenya, representing Kenya, exactly.
And Kenya has they have a lot of teams in different sports.
Obviously, like, I say the track, they're known for like long distance, aren't they? So there they'll be covered. But like, just in terms of what this can do for the sport in Africa, like, it's a no-brainer to have her there, 100%. Like, representing Kenya and Africa, like Africa in general, to be honest.
It'll be big.
And in tennis. Mm-hmm. Like, so I would love, I don't know, the powers that be, they need to work something out, basically. If she doesn't crack the top 400, which is the rule, I understand.
Yeah.
But surely something can be done to make sure she's playing in Paris.
I'm pretty.
And I loved her post as well. I think after a few days after winning, like, it was really emphatic the way she was like, "Oh, see you in Paris." Like, she put it in caps. And I was like, I love that. Like, she's going to Paris.
In her mind, she's going
to Paris. Obviously, she knows she has to like qualify.
I love that.
Yeah,
and you have to come with that mentality to make it happen.
100%. And I think everybody would like to see her there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody in the sport, even outside of tennis as well. Mm-hmm. Like, just think about what that would do.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be huge.
100%. Shout out to Angela, man. Like, that was probably like one of my favorite highlights of this Q1. It's pretty big. Especially beating like a top 100 player on top of that as well. So hopefully they could actually make that happen for her.
We hope.
We really hope so.
We should also mention as well, Coco. So she actually she's no longer a teenager, is she?
Oh, yeah. She's 20 now.
Like,
you know, she's that's true. Yeah, yeah. She's 20. Got that Vogue cover as well.
Crazy. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. She's been out there. Yeah, that's actually mad.
It's so
We've
mad.
Actually followed this girl since she was like young.
A kid, 15 years old.
Wow.
Nuts. It's been 5 years. What the hell? Well, it's 5 or 4. Technically five.
Yeah, because she played 15. She played when she was 15.
Oh, my God.
One Grand Slam, couple titles, singles, and doubles.
What a career.
You know, out here, killing it, name everywhere, marketed everywhere. Coco fucking Goff.
We do like the collaboration as well. It's like I said to Lucy, like, have you been speaking to the team? Like,
listen,
with her latest collab.
Come on. Coco's agent, I know you're listening to this and you're watching this. And I know you heard me out.
Lucy taking some credit. Listen, I don't blame you.
Listen, but it's not even just me, like, a bare Coco fans. That it was just that, like, anytime she was making like a sponsorship announcement,
yeah,
people on Twitter was just like, what does this have to do with, like, don't get me wrong, get that money. But I feel like it's nice to have, like, a mix.
100%.
Do you get what I mean? Like, for example, she did, like, MasterCard and blah, blah, blah. But then she also has, like, you know, her own, like, fashion style, like, skincare stuff and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Coco is doing it. Let me actually double check, because I think it's a black-owned brand.
Yeah, it is. I think it's Carol's daughter, I think.
It's not, I mean, we don't have it in the UK, so that's why I'm not familiar with it. But, you know, I would have been, because, you know, I'm a girl. Carol's daughter. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I was just so happy.
I love
the
promo as well. Like, so they had like a custom racket. Well, it was Coco's racket, but like they had Carol's daughter like on the front of it.
Yeah,
and I was like, that is hard. Like,
I'm looking forward to it because I was really liking her hairstyles like recently.
Oh, her hair's always on point.
Yeah,
like,
it was braided. Really, really nice.
Like, she keeps that tight. Yeah.
Yeah. I was really happy to see this. Like, oh, finally, like, we're getting, because I've always wanted her to do a sponsorship that had to do with beauty.
I thought
she would do makeup first, because I've seen her talk more about makeup, but the hair stuff is just perfect, especially as like a black person. And also, you know, there's a lot of talk about, like, I mean, not all of us play tennis, but for example, one of the popular topics for us black women is how, like, you know, taking care of your hair when you're working out and them type of thing. So I'm looking forward to whatever they have.
It's perfect timing as well, considering, like, yeah, she's 20 now, so she's kind of growing into
a
young woman.
That's true.
So it makes sense.
Maybe they were waiting for that.
100%. I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe they were waiting for that. I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job, you know, or Coco's agent, but
let's
just say that, you know, the fans are happy that she's associated with a brand that represents her and is fun and it's not just money, money, money. Money.
Facts.
But shout out to Coco and her agent. Another big thing, actually, since we're talking about Coco, let's actually, I mean, we were going to talk about Coco last, but since we're talking about her now, we might as well. Obviously, she reached the semis in Indian Wells, like we said. She lost to Sakari, then lost to Garcia. But for me, what was interesting was seeing how people were talking about Coco's game.
Interesting, yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, it wasn't like, I understand where people are coming from in terms of like fans, you know, especially what for us, I feel like it's harder because it's like, we're watching it, we're feeling all these emotions, but we need to keep it together professionally because of, you know, the platform and everything. Although there's times, you know, sometimes I get carried away. I think during my holiday, someone even tweeted, it was like, Lucy, can you put the cocktails down and put your phone down and just go and enjoy your holiday? Because I was talking mad. It was a bit frustrating for me to see, like, people talking about her game and everything. Like, obviously, sometimes it was hard for her to, like, close a match or close a game and stuff. And I'm like, bro, there was one match. Oh, my God. It was one match where I think I went off on Twitter and I was like, there's only a matter of second for Eugene to come and tell me, can you log off, please? But it was an Indian Wells match against, it was a first against Burrell.
Oh, the French girl, yeah.
Clara Burrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Clara Burrell was playing really well. She was killing it. I was like, yep. Coco's gone from this first round. Coco built up. And she ended up closing that match. Who did everyone flog? Coco. I was so confused. I literally even said on Twitter, I was like, guys, Burrell had no business losing that match. I'm so sorry. And I mean, I was
no,
so...
I hear you.
But that's how well she played. Why are you guys talking about Coco? When she... In fact, we should be talking about Coco as the fact that she was able to go all the way down to like literally winning the bloody match. If I was Borrelia, I would be pissed with how this thing ended. And for her to go through that, to then reach all the way to the semi-finals, bro, come on. What I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying don't be frustrated, blah, blah, but sometimes don't let your emotions do it too much. Just sit back and like think in it. Like, she's a champion at the end of the day. A real champion will go from losing that match, about to lose that match, to going up.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, a lot of people are saying that she should bring back Pero.
Oh, Reba, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's a view. But going back to what you just said, Lucy, it's so well said. And like that for me is something people should be more mindful of across the board, like when watching the sport. Because it's
for all
that's what I'm saying.
For all athletes, not even just Coco,
like,
to be fair.
Because it's not easy. And like I said to you, I think I was on the phone to you yesterday, and I was like, oh, like I've actually got like draft tweets or posts that I've like been wanting to post out. And maybe I should just write about it, to be honest. But yeah, it's along the same lines of what you're saying about just the kind of, I say backlash, but just the unnecessary kind of rhetoric around players, like when they win a match is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like I'm more talking about when they're losing matches.
Yeah.
So specifically I'm talking about guys like, well, Felix Auger-Aliassime at the moment, he's not having a great time. Even Francis Tiafoe too is having a bit of a tough time. But like obviously as a platform, we always look to shine a positive light. So what specifically looking at Felix and Francis, not to take away from Coco, but yeah, with Felix and Francis, yeah, they're both having a tough time, but at the same time, they're still young guys. I think Felix is, what, 23? Francis is 26 now. Super talented guys, like, both made it into the top 10. Both can play across all the surfaces. So my point is, at any time, they can literally, like, just light it up.
Yeah.
And that is kind of what I'm expecting because for me, they're too talented to like not get back to the level that they were playing at before. But yeah, like to go back to your original point, like players deserve grace, like in terms of every athlete is not bloody Serena Williams or Roger Federer or Rafael Nadal or Novak Djokovic that can just like literally play at the highest level week in, week out. Like they are literally an anomaly, like very rare. That is not, we won't see that again, basically.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah, we should just basically appreciate the greatness that we're witnessing now with these, and they're just take into account how young they are. Like, Coco is 20 years old now.
Yeah,
like, she's a baby.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, she won that match against Borrell, but like you said, yeah, she was still getting crap. Like,
bro, I was so confused.
It makes no sense.
You actually think that she lost the match.
It makes absolutely no sense.
That's my thing, is that if they actually just, you know, if they fought through, it is way. Like, I get that some matches is like, bro, you should not be doing this, but or you should not be da da da. But sometimes I read the tweets and I'm thinking, are you actually a fan?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Exactly. And also to think, like,
are you actually a fan, bro?
Players see that as well.
They
like,
do.
Players actually,
bro, these
see
players
tweets
are
and posts.
Active on social.
So just think about, like, before you send something, like, hang on a minute, there's a good chance. But that's the thing. And that's the kind of world we live in, Lucy. Some people are, like, kind of.
They like that.
It's a sickness. I'm just going to, put it out there.
No,
like,
no,
it's,
you're right.
It's not nice. Literally, yeah, people like the fact that they're going to cause, like, upset. And a bit of pain.
Listen,
like,
clout chasing. I'm telling you guys.
So miserable. Like, what a miserable life to live, man.
It's only a matter of time for the World Health Organization to come and tell us that clout is a diagnosis. Because some of you, especially on tennis Twitter, have some serious clout issues.
Oh,
but
mate.
Either way, shout out to Coco, shout out to her, shout out to her team. One thing I liked about the Vogue cover thing, I did not expect that it was her dad who actually said, let's go get Brad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was
yeah.
very, very interesting. I do have to admit, though, personally, and this is not to Coco or whatever, whoever was in charge of that Vogue cover, people were busy talking about the the pictures, but that photographer is known for taking bad pictures of black people,
black women in general.
So I didn't focus on that. I was a bit disappointed with how the piece focused a bit too much on Brad Gilbert. Not even a bit too much. It focused a lot on Brad Gilbert. So again, sorry, Coco's agent, if you are listening to this, please make sure that the next time is about Coco Gauff. Like, and this is Vogue. These people don't know Brad. A fashion magazine. They don't know who Brad is. They probably looked it up like, who is Brad Gilbert? And respectfully, I'm not saying people don't know him, but I'm saying the people that care about Vogue and stuff, they don't know him. All I'm saying is, this is my view of Lucy Tazongi, because I'm seeing Eugene just crashing his face.
Listen, I've been saying, when she won the US Open, I was like, listen, let's remember who was on the court. Like,
bro, it's not even just, even after the US Open, bro, like, I remember there was one match I saw... Sure she won. The first thing the commentator said, as soon as she did that match point, the first commentator said, and this is what Brad Gilbert was talking about. I was like, bro, it's Coco Gauff.
You gotta relax.
Please, relax. Shout out to Brad. Thank you for what you have done and thank you for your services. Facts. By the end of the day, when she's on that call and when she's doing a Vogue cover, it's about Coco Gauff, not Brad Gilbert. But anyways, let's talk about some good news. We have to come back to our side. Obviously, UK and that.
Oh, damn, UK shores.
UK and that. We have to shout out people. Last pod, we shouted out Watson for killing it. You know, she was grinding out there secretly. People were not knowing, you know, killing it in some tournaments. Now we have to shout out Jay Clark. He's been working really well at ITF tournaments. Obviously, he was injured last year?
Yeah.
Injured last year.
Had surgery and everything.
He had surgery and everything, you know, got married, did all the, you know, serious stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then came back. He's been doing a couple ITF tournaments. So he reached finals and semifinals, both in doubles and singles since February. He won doubles ITF title in Spain just recently with Italian player Augusto Vergili. Literally in 4 months, he's been in 3 quarters, 3 semis, 2 finals, and 3 wins. Listen,
go on.
That is, come on, man. Come on, man. To be fair, I got that from his IG. But
we're still doing the research.
But, No, but shout out to Jay Clark. Like, I love seeing this. I feel like it's a great way to, you know, build up that momentum as well, getting himself ready. And I feel like it's a perfect pace. You're not overdoing it. You know, who knows? You might be, doing a couple grass tournaments as well this summer as well. But yeah, I'm just happy to see, you know, one of our people. The Brits this year are doing, Brits are doing well.
To be fair to Clark as well, like, he's still quite young too. I'm going to say he's like early 20s. So early to mid 20s.
I think he's around my age.
Really?
I think so.
I want to say he's a bit younger, Lucy, you know.
Jay Clark. Let's double check here. 25.
Oh, so mid 20s, bang on. Yeah. So like, basically there's still time, like, in terms of for him to build, like you said, build momentum, but do some damage.
100%.
And I mean, winning, like we've already established, breeds more winning. So if you can basically translate the ITF form onto like the Challenger circuit, and then from there ATP tour, then he's in.
Yeah,
so
100%.
Yeah, man, it's just nice to see him, like you said, getting those wins and like consistently getting deep in events, playing doubles as well as singles too, which is nice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Shout out Jay Clark. Shout out him. Shout out to all them Brits out there, Katie and them lot. last but not least, we had Key's return. Her first match was in Indian Wells. This was her first match since October. That's crazy. She didn't go to Australia.
No.
Was she injured? She just wasn't bothered. She was injured.
Yeah.
I thought she was doing like a Kamuga Rufa, who's just out here living life. She's basically on sabbatical. All right, if I have money, and I'm tired of just...
What a life,
Listen, if I can afford to go 1 year without working, I'm going to do it. You know? You know? So, yeah, shout out to Kamuga Rufa. But, yeah, back to Keys. She lost in the second round Indian Wells to...
Third round, because she had a bye.
Oh, yes, true. Yeah. And then she lost third round to Rebecca Nar in Miami Open. That match was really good. She played, like, the level she played at, I was like, you know what? Considering that you've not played anything since October, it's pretty good.
I want to say as well, we should shout out Taylor Townsend because Townsend played a good match against Sabakina.
She did. She took her to three sets. Yeah, took her to three sets.
And Townsend had some good results. Was it? Yeah, in Miami. I think she beat Mertens.
I think so. She's playing something. Yesterday, she beat Kennan.
She's Austin Charleston.
Charleston.
Keys did lose actually last night. I was watching that late last night. So she played Jacqueline Christiane of Romania.
Oh, yeah, she was supposed to. Yeah.
And yeah, she lost in three sets.
And Charleston's normally her.
She's won that like twice, I think. Yeah. Or maybe three times. But yeah.
I mean, I'm not too. Again, this is like her third tournament.
No, yeah,
while
everyone
else has been like outside. Do you get what I mean?
But no, she's playing good tennis.
Yeah, like, that one with Rebecca was actually, like, I was impressed. Yeah. I was like, wow, like I thought it would be, you know, but she actually played well considering.
And obviously Rebecca was the eventual runner-up, obviously
she
losing
was.
To Colin.
Yeah,
so,
she was.
Yeah, it's good to see Keys back. Like, and yeah, she's obviously in that kind of category with like Sloane in terms of like that age.
Yeah.
They're similar age, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously quite close as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just American tennis, man, it's always been strong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Considering the amount of talent they've got, like I think Coco and Pegula, they're pretty much locked in for the Olympics. But then after that there's like Collins, Emma Navarro as well is playing good. I think she's like top 20 now. Keys, like there's so many of them, like
but yeah, shout out to Keys, welcome back. But yeah, I've seen that as mainly our highlights. So clay season, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, I've got so sick and tired of Miami Open. I was like, bring on the dirt.
Oh,
bring
damn.
Me the clay. Huh? The last tournament of Rafael Nadal. How you feeling about clay?
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to it.
I really enjoy Stuttgart, obviously. I say obviously, I love the Porsches.
Yeah.
Just love seeing the Porsches in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sark is playing there this year.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, like, yeah, I feel like we're gonna have success. Like, I feel like Fies could do some damage on clay. So I'm expecting things from him.
Yeah.
I just hope Felix and Francis could turn their seasons around as well.
Felix, all I'm going to say to you is, if my man Djokovic get rid of his coach after just losing a couple little something, bear in mind he has like 100 Grand Slams. Listen, the time is here. I'm just saying, just take it as a... I'm not telling you what to do. Obviously, I'm not a player. I'm just here as a fan. But I'm saying, you know, take some inspiration in it. I'm just saying, I woke up, I saw Djokovic got rid of his coach. I was like, rah, like, guy, it's okay, man. Like, you just fell off just a little bit. This guy said, nah, F them kids. I have to beat them. You're fired.
I'm out.
And yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know, man. I'm hoping for Felix, but I'm telling you, the day that team changes, I'm throwing a party.
Damn.
At BSG HQ.
Damn.
I'm excited for clay.
What tournament are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, good question.
The French. You love the French. I'm joking.
I am looking forward to, for some reason, Barcelona.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I actually like Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like Barcelona. I like Barcelona and Madrid. Rome has never really been my big favorite. I feel like everyone likes Rome, like crazy.
Rome's cool. I like Rome because it's like a combined.
Oh, I like Estoril normally, but there's no
Feast
and Monfils are there. Yeah, so yeah, Estoril is actually one of my out of like the smaller ones, especially.
Yeah,
I do like it. I would love to go there.
Estoril.
Yeah, because it just seems like chilled and vibey.
I mean, it rained all day Tuesday, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, climate guys.
What's today? Today's
Wednesday.
Yeah, rained all day Tuesday. So they've got a backlog of matches to catch up on.
Oh, damn.
And I know Monfils and Monfils, actually. The stat.
Yes.
You
Monfils is
the oldest
in the top 50, and Feast is the youngest in the top 20.
No, top 50.
Top 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, top 50.
At 19.
At 19.
And yeah, Monfils is what, 37, 38?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nuts.
That is crazy. Both Frenchmen, both black.
Both feces.
Both feces.
So shout out.
That is so silly.
How do you say shout out in French?
Oh, that's a great question.
Putting you on the spot.
You
sorry.
You are putting me on the spot.
Sorry, Lucy.
Why did you say shout out? Shout out, feces.
Well, mon god, I don't know. Mon god. Like, mon god.
No, you got it. No, you can't spot me for that. No, you got it. Yeah, you did. Jeez, French. Now, listen, Black Spin Global, French and British and American.
Global, man, it's in the name.
It's literally in the name. We are global. Put some respect on our name, man. No podcast is doing this. Shut up, man.
Oh, God.
But yeah, besides them being in Portugal, we have Mo, Shelton and Tiafo. Who's
Mo got a good win last night as well.
Nice.
In Houston. So he beat...
Let me try
again. Varelas or Peru, who I thought was actually black as well. He's
I'm dead.
He's got very tough looking hair, but he's like, yeah, he's South American, Peruvian. But yeah, Mo beat him in straight sets, which is a nice win.
Oh, that, they were he was playing double with Francis.
Yeah,
but
they lost first round.
Oh, I didn't know they were thinking.
To like an Indian pair, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And obviously Francis is the defending champ, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I think he's the second seed.
Yeah.
Shelton's top seed, yeah.
So, yeah, so they think Eubanks lost, unfortunately.
He did. Shout out to Eubanks, though, actually, because Eubanks played a good match.
He had a good match against...
Dan Evans,
yeah. Which he won.
Brilliant
match.
And
then the next tournament, Miami, he lost his Zverev, which was very close.
Yeah, the next
very
round.
Very close, especially...
Because he had opportunities. He broke him in the first set.
Yeah,
and then
that first set. I think after the first set, it kind of like put him down type of thing. But he was really... I think if he won that first set, he probably would have won.
I think he just waiting to get back on the grass, basically. And just do some damage.
Yeah.
Just do some damage on the grass again.
Yeah. And like we said, Stephen Townsend, Keys, she lost, right? Charleston. So, yeah, shout out to them. But yeah, I'm looking forward to clay. Let's see how it goes.
No, we're back in it. I say back in it. Like, tennis never stops, basically. No. So we've just literally changed surface now.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, a lot to look forward to, as always.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lisa, I think that wraps up.
That wraps it up, guys.
This early pod
session.
You did it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you like, comment, share, subscribe. Tell your uncle, your auntie, your haters, your friend, your girlfriend, your side girls and men. You know, because I know some of you girls out here listening to your players too.
Relax.
But yeah, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back soon. Hopefully not. We can't do another month, man.
I miss
you guys too.
We're going to have a guest as well.
That's true.
We've got some things we're working on.
We've got things coming. But yeah, we'll catch you guys later.
All the best, guys. Take care.